Holding my pay on my base. The time am I? We didn't do Rashi.
I'm not sure about the Rashi. I think we're two lines from the bottom.
Two lines from the bottom. Okay, I create a market, right? Okay. So the Morris said that there's this argument why menorah is considered a problem, a muksa, because a person is kavei mokum, and even like Rav Shimon, the Morris said that the concept of your kavei mokum, so that becomes, that's like a maksa b'yadayim, and that's going to be muksa. Amalei by Rav Yosef. So by asked Rav Yosef, Tosis will tell us. Tosis tells us that there's a more later on Kufchav Gimel, the more actually says this concept of Kavei Lomokim. And the more says, Allah Cholamaisa, there is such a thing as a Muksa of a Kavei Lomokim. But the cases over there are things which are quite heavy, and they're basically, you just put them in that place, and you never use them for anything else, etc. Menorah is not that level of Kviyas. And the more is, so the more is in Mechadosh now, that this level of Kviyas of a Menorah is also enough to be create a din muksa. And the more is going to challenge that that's not really true, and the more eventually is going to fall off and say that you're right, that's not true. And Tosi says the Gemara Kufal Gil still remains true. There's a case of a kviyas, but this, the more is challenging this level, Tosi over here, this challenging this level of kviyas is not really enough of a kviyas to create a din muksa. I'm only by a little bit. Rekilis chasanim, zalim kivei aloy mokum. Now, the muksa of kivei aloy mokum seems to be machlokes in the Rishonim and Acharonim. Does it need to start with, in other words, could it itself be a halacha of muksa without any other element of muksa involved? In other words, if I take a painting and put it on the wall and say, this is where it's going to stay, there's nothing muksa about a painting. And you can move paintings, you know, there's not an application like a list, not machubit to the wall, you know, it's hanging on a nail. But I say, you know, but in my house, for the last 17 years, it's been in that same spot. Is that now muksa to move it or not? Right, so the more seems to be saying that, the more seems to understand that that's what he was saying. Because the more asks a case like this, kilis chasanim. Kilis chasanim is a canopy over a bed, which Dalam Kibela Mokum, so the whole frame, etc., always stays in the same spot. It's a very large frame, whatever it is, and it just stays in its spot. So Vavar Shmuel Mishum Rabkiya Kilas Hasanim is Mutter Lintoiso Mutter Lafarka B'Shabbos. You're allowed to open it and shut it on Shabbos. You're allowed to, now the question, the more saying according to your logic, that if this person's mind, he's basically maxed the asu this thing. So it's a painting on the wall, which he said, forget it, I'm never going to touch this thing. So that should be muksa, according to your argument. And that's not true. So if you're going with Rav Shimon Shita, that these items are not items which be'etzim have a din muksa, and the only problem with muksa is because it can be a smokim, so the kilis l'sam should be the same thing. But that's not true. So when is it yes? If it's something which the item, the permitted, you know, the usage which is that it's designated for is something which, A, it's very kavua, B, maybe that some are trying to learn that you're only talking about something which the starting point is a malachta le'isser or something of that sort, and then you add on top of that, it could be a smoke, and say, well, forget it. Basically, from the thing you can use it for, you can't use it. To move it, use it for anything else, you're kavei mokum, and said this is where it stays. So that's a letter, that's already like a, that's a muksa. But this type of kviyas alone would not be a muksa. That's a Rashi on this last piece.
There's a question about moving.
There's a chazanish. Chazanish holds the problem. Most of the Mishnah and others, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and others, hold it's not a problem.
And what's the
there. That's really within Kufuf Gimel, how to learn up to Din of Kviyas Malkum. That's really this is the sugya. Or there's really the sugya, because this mark falls off of. But within the more it says it does exist. So how do you understand the logic between the chulukim between the two sugyas? Valatispera. Rashi and Mem Hema Beis. So Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, the only reason why you understood that Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yehuda is because of this conversation with the Braise, etc. I mean, there was a story that the Nara fell on the bag and he didn't let him move it. He did not move it. Rabbi Yosef didn't move it, assuming he was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan. You didn't know that. Samora says menorah is different because we have a shlok. It says difference in a menorah which is moved with one hand you're allowed to move, with two hands not. Shteidam osalatav. Look at the first time on the kamei. The lav of the fatule avida. Don't kamei lamok. Even though a menorah with one hand is takamut, it's not mok. But with two hands already, kviyas mokim is a problem. He goes, the only case which is permitted by Tilton Neiris is Benir Yoshin Kerb Shimon, the Matur. Abu Menara is not. Hilchot. Therefore, so the Memorah is, Sir Bierce's answer is, Ilav Midrab Yitzchok, Lahav Yadanole, I would not know what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Awahash, because Menara is different. Awahash Yadanan, the Kubiyuda Sirle, Bekulu, Barmi Muksa, Machos Miyas, the Nir Yoshin. So now, however, this what I'm going to walk away from is I do have a Rirchon saying behead you're allowed that Ner Yoshin is Munter. Ah, he holds a Kibri Huda. See, he holds a Kibri Huda, Gabi Migur, it's Kasoy. He holds a Kibri Huda, Gabi other Muxa. Gabi the Muxa of Mias, he doesn't hold a Kibri Huda. I mean, and you can pick and choose. You know, we had that was the Shita before of Rameir, who was that? That Shimon Rav Elazar was more makel than Rav Shimon all even. You know, there's different levels of how much you do hold and not hold the muksa. So Gabi Mias, the muksa of Mias, Ner Yoshin holds that's not a problem. Okay. Mutal in Tosa. Now, Rashi is going to address why isn't there an issue of making an oil? So, there's a very, you know, we picture an oil. Our quintessential oil, it comes to a point. And halacha, an oil means it has a flat space of a tefach. Or, alternatively, it has a flat place of a tefach, or if you go down four tefachim's worth of distance down, the width is a tefach. If I have a very narrow point, three tefachim, I said, love it, three tefachim. If I go down three tefachim, which is love it, and it's the distance in the two is like a tefach. We look at it as if it's flat. If I have a very narrow point, so it stays like that, then it goes down, so I didn't make a tefach. I never had a flat tefach, or an area where they're close to each other that enough to be considered a tefach. So I didn't make an oil in halacha. So it's not a problem. So that's how Kiddush Chasanim was made. It was as opposed to the canopy, which went had two supports. It had one support down the middle, and it came to a very sharp, you know, and it was very narrow.
In the case of the Mishnah, in Sukkah, that two-poster bed is not a problem to have.
Right, because it's not an oil. Right.
But if the angle were such
that... Right, so then it's a problem. That's what we're saying.
That's the love of the Mishnah, it doesn't get into that.
It doesn't get into that, no. Mutalim Toysha, the Stam Kilsu Sarim, Ein Lo Gag Tefach, doesn't have a roof of a tefach. Shenakliten yotzen l'shnei roshi hamitas. There's supports on the two ends of the bed, the top of the bed, and the bottom of the bed. Bemso in the middle, echelakan mechelakan, one on each side. Listen, kloinus mizelazay. You put a beam across, or not a beam, it's like a rod across. Mashach oil alel. You throw the canopy over it, the linen that you use for that. It angles down. It's not a width of a tefach, it's not an oil. It's not a problem binyan stirah. Okay, so now, why isn't there a problem? According to Rish Lakish, says one hand is mutter and two hands is awesome. And Rechon says both are awesome. So Birchanan doesn't hate. Birchanan holds like a Yehuda, but Rish Lakish says one is mutter. He's not going like a Yehuda. So why is two usher? Elam Rabaya b'shalchuyus. The case was no. sorry, one second. So if he holds not Rabbi Yehuda Lagabi the Ner Yashon, so why is the menorah any worse than the Ner Yashon? You're allowed to move it. If this is, it's not machmas, it's not muksa machmas meis. It's not klishim not the lister. They're both. The menorah case is probably less meis than the Ner. If you're allowed to move the Ner, you wish you're allowed to move the menorah. So why is Rabbi Yochanan say you can't move the menorah? Versus the case over there was the menorah was made out of pieces. So we're concerned that if by moving it, it might fall. It might fall. If it falls, it comes apart, and the person might put it back together again, and then you have a problem of being mechaber the parts of the kli. That's some element of binyan by putting together the different parts of the kli. So it's made out of pieces. You're screwing them in together. That's going to be a problem. So Morris says, "Okay, Amar Baibah Shalchul Yis. It's made out of pieces. Ihachi, my time of the Shemir and Lakish the Shari. So why does he permit it?" Rish Lakish permitted. Moran says, my chuyus is ke'en chuyus. These bechidki. It wasn't actually made out of pieces, but it was actually one piece, but it had grooves which made it look like it was made out of pieces. Therefore, Hilka. Chuyus, it was actually made out of pieces, ben gedola, ben katana, asur l'taltal. It was actually made out of pieces. I don't care how large it is or small it is. It's also to move it because we're worried about it dropping, coming apart, and putting it back together again. In case where we said it's a problem. Case of Gdala, which has these grooves, is prohibited. Rish Lakish is talking because they're also Gdala the Chuyus because normally the ones you made out of pieces usually were large. So therefore, people see this large menorah has the grooves, looks like one made out of Chuyus. So that goes. They asked that because of the case of that large one, which was actually made out of Chuyus. Keep thinking, where do Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue? But Katana, in general, the ones who are out of pieces were not, they didn't make them small. The smaller ones were made usually one piece. But it has Chidki, which makes it look like it's made out of pieces. These be Chidki. So now what do you do? Mar Sabra Gazrin, Rabbi Yochanan holds your Gazer. Mar Sabra Lo Gazrin, you're not Gazer in that case. Rashi. B'shal Chuyis, fourth line. B'menorah shall prokem it out of pieces. Shem atipa, we're afraid while moving it, you'll drop it. B'tisparik, it'll come apart. B'yachzi reno, put it back together again. B'nim, so it's a kli, it's called you're making a kli. Chidki, chitugun sabi b'lo, it has cuts in it, croons, grooves. B'daimer the prokem, it looks like it's made out of pieces. Man the chazi, sabi shall prokem. People look at it, oh, that's a menorah made out of prokem. G'daimer l'hoil b'darka la soysa shal chuyis, the larger ones usually were made out of in pieces. He is bechidki, savri dechuyus hein. Ve'osir, when it has chidki, they hold it's made out of, people will think it's made out of pieces. And if you're going to permit that, people will make the wrong conclusions. You got to move that one, you got to move that one, that one might drop, and you got a problem. It's not called exactly like this is all what, because now we're concerned that this is how people would end up doing the wrong thing. Vasafila Rish Lakish, Kidamaliel, and he tells Rishay Yadayim, also the Tata. Rish Lakish agrees the one which you need two hands to move is a problem. So Rashi says that the smaller ones, people know it's not Chuyus, because you don't make them out of Chuyus, the smaller ones. So Rabbi Yechon says, Gazrin and Otta Chuyus, you're still Geyser, it has Chidki, you're Geyser, and Rish Lakish holds you're not Geyser in that case. Okay. Something more. So we have Rabbi Yochanan holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Me'am Rabbi Yochanan, Halachah does Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Me'am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is halacha k'stam mishnah, and that's throughout Shas. That concept we passed in the k'stam mishnah was Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. V'tanan, we have the mishnah before of Muchani. So Muchnishlo, the wheels, Bizman Shin Nishmetas, when they're not permanently attached. So Ain Khibrlo, it's not Mukhubra the Gabi, the regards to the Lochas of Tuma. Ben Nedasimo, you don't measure the regards to the size of 40 saw. Ben Maselasimo, Boyle Mason, doesn't save Kalim in the oil of Mason. Gurna Sabashab is Bizman Shin Nishlamo. If there's money on it, coins on it, you can't move it. We don't say that since there's not coins in the main wagon, so the, and that's not mukh, so not bosses, therefore the whole thing is you're allowed to move. It becomes a bosses. There's one sheish lamos, one has money on it. So ain't a lamos, so there's no money on it. Sure, you're allowed to move it. Valvagav, the Haviolah, the Haviolah ben Ashmoshes, even though there was coins on it, ben Ashmoshes. So the Stamish is mashma that like the Mora learned before, that there's no din of muksa, that since it was muksa ben Ashmoshes, remains muksa afterwards. That's not true. If there was coins on it, ben Ashmoshes, and now they're no longer there, you're allowed to move it. And that's Stamish, like Rav Shimon. So Rav Zera, Rav Zera says you'll have to learn the Mishnah was the case of the Habi Allah Ben Ashmoshes. Shlohoyo Allah Ben Ashmoshes. Shlohoyo Allah Mos Ko Ben Ashmoshes. Shlohishbor the Rav Shlohoyo Ben Ashmoshes. Rav Shlohoyo said the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shlohoyo is the Loch is the Mishnah. So Rav Shlohoyo will have to learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon apparently learned the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was that it was not that they are Ben Ashmoshes. Then we're saying, but it came on to it later on Shabbos, so it calls on the money is there, it's a problem. What's the money? If the money would fall off, it's not a problem anymore. Okay. Omer Yerushua ben Levi. Pam Achas Holoch Rebbe with the Yuspera. Rebbe says one. Shimon Levi says that one. Rabbeinu Akadosh. One time, Rebbe went to this place called the Yuspera. Vahar b'menorah kerb Shimon ben Ner. You know, that's before we do that. Let's see Rashi. So at least we'll be current in the Rashi's. Me and Rabbi Yechon Hachi halacha kerb Yehuda. I the Stam Mishnah. So the more answers. Tei Mishnah Seino the Mukhani the Mishnah the case of Mukhani the Ketani Ha'en Ala Mos Shari, which indicates that there's no money there. It's Mutar. Garden Shiloh Ha'yo Ala Ben Ashmoshes. It wasn't there in the Ashmoshes, and therefore it's Mutar later on. V'Hachi Tidak. This is how you would make the Diyak. Meanwhile, time of the Yeshala Mos Kishkedes Shayar Ha'en Ala Mos Kishkedes Shayar Mishari. If there was no money on it when Ben Ashmoshes started. If the coins were on it when Ben Ashmoshes started, so it remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. If there was no money Ben Ashmoshes, it does not remain muksa, and therefore it's only a problem when the money is on there, but you can find somebody to get the money off, and to hate. So then Rashi is learning that it will not become a bosses at all, even during Rashi seems learning it will not even during the time that the money is on it intentionally on Shabbos, it's not a bosses. Because it wasn't a bosses Ben Ashmoshes. So Rashi seems to learn, that's Machlokes Mishnayim. Okay. So the Mor said that he said Rebbe Paskin by the case of Menorah like Rav Shimon by the case of Ner. See, boy, the Mor is Masupik. What did he mean? Did he mean Harav Menorah, Rav Shimon and Ner? Let's hear the same way Rav Shimon was matted by a Ner. Rebbe was matted by a Menorah also. Menorah is larger, etc. But he gave it the same thing like a Ner, and it's a mutter to move it, like Rav Shimon said. Dilma, the correct phrase was Harav Menorah leisura, Ukir Rav Shimon ben Ner leteira. And are we missing a word in the sentence? Is the sentence he passed by Menorah X? And he passed like Rav Shimon by the Nair, why? Or he passed by Menorah, X, just like by Rav Shimon said by the Nair, X. That's the Morris's take. Two ways to learn Rebbe, not sure which way to go. Okay, we'll see Rashi tomorrow.